Three, two, one. Ding.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, season two, epi two of the Over Podcasts, presented by myself, See You Beyond, Conrad's Corner, producer Double Clicks, Nikki Six, Eddie Turbo. And we got week one of college football coming your way. And what comes there with week one before we even get into it? It's the LRP top 25 pick 'em. You pick five games out of the top 25 teams that they are playing. That week, you get to pick from the top 25 slate, five games a week. At the end of conference championship week, there will be more than likely three winners depending on the pot size. Get us to 20 guys, get us to a $1,000 pot. We're looking at 700, 200, 100 for first, second, and third. Spread the word, get the Venmos out, the Caldwell 12, $50 entry fee. And fellas, just like that, Conrad, go ahead.
For everyone out there in my mentions, in the comments, saying they're better sport, better college football handicapper than me, this is your time to shine. Put your pen to paper, show up, show out. I'll fucking skull fuck you.
And Conrad, we'll
Thank you.
start with you, man. Week zero, Georgia Tech started out hot. Delaware State finished out hot. The in-between games, I don't know about you, but I just felt like I had blue balls after that Georgia Tech Florida State game, waiting for Montana State, New Mexico. How'd the Saturday end up looking out for you? Just in general, how you been?
Two and three. I mean, listen, I put all my coins in one basket. I was telling everybody money line. Anyone who hit me up individually, I said Georgia Tech money line. Called it from the jump. DJ Ugalele, terrible. I hope he just never plays another snap again. But this might be the fade FSU train this year. As long as he's starting, we just bet against
Sure.
FSU every week. It's week zero. I always give out a pick. Excuse me. I always give out a pick for every game. So I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. Two and three, I don't really give a shit. It's where I bounce back week one, week two, week three. Those are my power weeks, as we all know. And then as we get into the middle of the season, kind of go through a little bit of a lull. So it's always fighting back to see if I can beat that lull period. Weeks one, two, and three is where I fucking dominate. Just be ready for a jam-packed card full of winners.
Like a track hawk. Don't get him in the first 2 seconds of the 0 to 60. Get him on mile two. Mile two, and he's humming at 160 miles an hour, flying down the freeway. And speaking about flying down the freeway, I hope this kid was flying down the fairways this weekend. Turb, Mid Pines, Southern Pines. Southern Pines, I heard post round Mid Pines. Yet to hear, excited to hear about the kid's experience.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable experience. I tell you what, I can tell you right now, my driver has never been in a better spot. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. I to hit a driver the way I hit a driver and my irons to be as shaky as they are. Doesn't really add up or make sense, but hey, you know, it's kind of flip-flopped from last year. Driver was shaky, irons were good. I can't ever get it all together. Yeah, I was feeling good going in. Played with Mr. Stodgehill on Thursday, the old Fort Mill Country Club, golf club, whatever you want to call it. Shot an 84, was just absolutely seeking on the back for a 38, 39, doubled the last hole. But yep, Southern Pines. Well, so we played Pinehurst number three. We played Pinehurst number three, which is like, if I were to play that course, my own ball, there's no world I shoot in the 80s. Like, the greens weren't even really that fast. I mean, there's no way I don't shoot in the 80s. Like, the greens weren't really that fast. It was a 5,100, 5,200 yard course.
Oh,
Like,
really?
every driver I hit was fairway bound. And then my partner's like a six handicap. So like if he bombs one, we're gonna take his, of course. But yeah, I mean, played really well for the most part. 93 out there is pretty damn good. I mean, you can get lost on holes. You think you're two putting, three putting at the Cape, those turn to four and five at these greens. Like, no
Wow.
exaggeration, actually. Just had a few of those like what the fuck early morning blades on Southern Pines where it was just like, you know, I got to get into this 93 and a 91. So kept it within range, kept it within bounds. Didn't lose many balls, played pretty dang good, putt the ball pretty dang well. Short game was just, I mean, like I said, if you're not planting balls on these greens, your normal like two putting in turns into a roll off the green, chipping back up. You know, you lose strokes pretty quickly out there. Like, if you have your blow up holes on normal tracks, you're having your blow up holes and then some at Pinehurst, at least the tracks I played.
I
But
could see you like I could because you like you like a high handicap. You can kind of stop your wedges. That's kind of your advantage being a high handicapper.
yeah.
Thing, if you can't stop, if you can't have
It's
your
just
one
like you can
check up, you're
you
in trouble, is what I
it's
feel like.
I mean, to put it in perspective, I had one hole where I was 100 yards to the pin. I told my buddy, I was like, I'm gonna hit this 80 yards, like 80 yards. Gonna play it short. I know it's gonna hit this front of this green, and it's gonna roll a mile. It rolled probably 50 yards all the way to the back of the green and sat at the very back. It's like if you're not playing that ball, if you're playing that ball to 100 yards on 110 pin, which is like what a normal like human being would think, you're off the back, and you're the
Terrible.
backs of these green the backs of these greens are like cliffs. Like if you go off the
Turtlenecks.
back of a green, you're chipping up to a blind pin that's tucked in the back. So you just really have to just play like very conservative golf for the most part. Everything has to be short of the hole. Everything has to be short of the hole. Like there is no being long on this course, which I think plays well to me. I mean, from a scoring format, I scored like I won pretty much every day. I've been on an absolute heater on that end of things. But yeah, the Mid Pines round, I mean, I feel like I shot like an 88, shot a 90, 91. Definitely had some drinks, quite a few by that point, 36 whole day. But no, it was good. It was a good day, good time.
Do you like
We did
Mid Pines more
everything.
than Southern?
Yeah, I'd say Mid Pines was probably the nicest track I played out there. Just the overall, like the clubhouse vibe, like everything about it. Southern Pines is a little more like, I would say, very pure course, like probably the most, I would say between the two, harder, like harder track. Southern Pines was harder by far. Greens rolled faster, fairways were way tighter. It's the weirdest thing ever. It's hard to explain unless you play, but there's no rough out there. There's zero rough. There's no such
Yeah.
thing as being caught in the rough, but there is so much trouble. There's like, I've never seen a courses where fairways are so tight. And the brain doesn't know how to process it. But like I said, got off the tee pretty well, had a few, but great time. Got to play the Cradle on Sunday. Kind of a crazy thing. They have this putting course. You know me, like I always like to say, like, putting is my thing, right? That's the one thing that never leaves from my entire golf game.
Sure.
We're like, we're talking shit, you know, we're just jawing at each other. We're all like kind of hungover from the weekend. So we get up on this putting course, and this putting course, it's right in front of the Cradle, and these pin locations are like some of the hardest. Like there's some where like you're putting like fives and sixes and you're winning. And I had 3 1 putts out there, like absolute just monster fucking sideways swinders in the hole that I don't think I could ever do again. Hardest putts I've ever made in my life. Three and
Is this
one like
the is
little
this the
18.
Pinehurst? Is this the main Pinehurst putting green?
Yeah, it's called this. It's
No,
called Thistle.
it's like 100 yards long. It's like 100 yards of putting green, basically.
Yeah,
That's
it's
what it
called.
was like at Birdwood. It was like 36,000 square feet of putting green. It was retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild, dude. Some of the like, and they put these pins like, it's crazy. Some of these putts that you're putting out there, but I did everything, man. Did the whole nine and had a great weekend out there, man. The weather was just premium.
Love it, love it. And like when I my one experience when I did Tobacco Road with Big Ken a year ago, he's like, you got to go just see number 218. And like seeing that like back of the clubhouse at Pinehurst, hole 18 green, and seeing the Payne Stewart statue, it's like it's if you're a golfer, it's a touching scene at Pinehurst, man. It's literally the Walt Disney World for golfers. And speaking of Walt Disney World, Nikki, college football week one, what the hell have you been doing since we last saw you?
So we're going on, I think, our fourth season as the OC at ECU. We're in the college football playoff. Last year lost to Clemson in the semifinal. That was tough.
I would
But
never.
on Friday, we did go out to Stoney and drop an absolute peach. An 81, beat John by 5 strokes straight up.
Damn.
Wow.
Senior.
Someone's saying Jan has fallen off.
Some are saying his driver has come and gone. I mean,
He's outdriven his
you
work.
could I think it's the irons, but I'll tell you this much. I'm not getting any help from the gin app. I'll put in a 92 and 86. I haven't moved off a 6.8. I'm getting no help
Nothing.
from the gin app. It's
Yeah,
insane.
I put the 81 in. I dropped the full stroke down back down to in the 12s. So in
Oh
other
yeah,
news,
14.7 now, by the way, boys. 14.7.
I
Yeah,
saw
it,
that. I saw that the other day.
Twenty seven handicap, no big deal.
I think I'm 12.6.
Sandbagging for four, sandbagging for seven strokes as a 27 2 weeks ago is absurd.
Yeah. In other news, I do have a fantasy draft in 16 minutes that I will be completing during the pod. Might give you some.
When that comes up, just let us know like when you're drafting, who you're looking at. Just
What
like real
pick do you
quick. I
have?
think that'll be good.
So this league is ridiculous. It's a 16 person league.
Oh my God.
I'm drafting 10th. It's also
Oh my God.
a super flex league. So if you think there's 16 people,
So
you have
who is your super flex? Like fucking
it's a
your
quarterback.
super flex is like
It's
Javon Baker. Oh, a
No, you can
quarterback.
do quarterback. So there's 16 teams, which means that there are backups getting drafted at quarterback, hoping that somebody gets hurt so you can trade a quarterback down the line. But yeah, and it's also individual defensive players. So this draft, I think, is 25 rounds long.
Gonna take, yeah,
Those
like a
guys
whole business.
have no value for fucking life. That's a
No, no,
five
no.
hour
Wrong,
draft.
wrong, 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 wrong. Because we also do kick return yards and punt return yards. So if you got a cornerback that also returns kicks, they're picking you up like 20 points a week. The points in this league,
Lot, just yeah, it's just so much going on in
yeah.
those types
There's
of
the
leagues.
points in this
That's too
league are
much.
ridiculous. You might score 350 points in
See,
one.
I actually was just talking about this with somebody is. I think I've played, and Nikki, you're 32. So I've played fantasy since I was 9 years old in a grown men's league, in my dad's men's league that's like big money, and he would buy in for me. So I think this is I'm see 27, 9 years old. What? I don't know the math on that. That's like 16 years. 16 years,
18
18 years,
years.
18 years of fantasy football as a 27-year-old. As a 27-year-old, 18 years. And I'm a fantasy purist. I'm a fantasy purist. I think nowadays people get so caught up in this dynasty, super flex, this, that, the other. Keep it simple, stupid. It's fantasy. 12-man league should be a necessity. 10-man leagues are for betas and for fucking jokes. Defensive players should never be a thing. I think if you do a super flex, you get rid of a kicker, you get rid of defense, and you only do a super flex. But I still think traditional, you got your flex. I think our league, Pete, we do three wideouts now. That is one thing that is different. We do three wideouts, two running backs, and a
I don't
flex.
know.
But
Speaking of Disney World, they still are fucking me and not letting me into my ESPN account or reset.
wow,
You can't
great
go.
call. I almost forgot they were
I'm
calling.
trying
I
to
gotta check
log
that
in and
out.
set the drafty, and then it says I need to reset my password, and then it's
No,
sending it to an at Ymail email. What the
there's a
fuck
way.
is a Ymail? I've never had a Ymail email in my fucking life.
You got hacked.
There's Kevin just had the same problem, and I had the same problem, Pete. I don't want to go into
Go
details,
offline.
but
Go offline.
there's a way to get around that.
Okay,
It's
good. Well,
awesome.
good. Because I just remember that too. You got logged back in those accounts, so you said
Oh
that's a
shit.
fucking nightmare to fucking deal with. Yeah, I just like, dude, I was a three league guy for a while. Now I'm just give me one league. I just want to worry about one league. That's
Yeah.
it. Get to a point where like you need one guy. You need one guy to have 9 points, but if he has 11, he kills you in the game
Right.
that you're playing against him.
Yeah.
Like fuck all that. Like, just give me
Yeah.
one league now. Like you wouldn't expect it to. Like what Turp was saying. Like, I know we're taking a while again to college football here, but like the dynasty leagues, like my brother's does a dynasty league, and I would never expect him to be a guy to do a dynasty. And I'm also like, because he's not
It's a
really
new wave.
auto. And yeah, and I'm like, so what, you're drafting three guys and it's all rookies and waiver wire? Like, fuck
Yep.
that. Like, so you
Fuck
draft a
that.
team 5 years ago, you stick with them. Just give me the
Yeah.
refresh, the restart, fucking every single year. The standard peep. I had a fight for PPR 2 years ago, and then this really pissed me off. I fought for a weekly buy-in this year, and I got shot down. I'm like, dude, guys, it's an extra
Oh,
$100
yeah.
per person. and it's $50 a week, the most points. I got
We do
shot there.
$100 a week, $100 a week.
So what,
So it's
how
our
much do you
biggest
guys buy?
league. It's like close, it's like
265.
265, like
Okay,
yeah.
yeah. So like I was trying to tell these guys, I'm like, you guys don't want to do an extra $100 for $50 a week, but you're gonna put $100 down on fucking Bowling Green, fucking week two of college football. Like, what the fuck? Like, got shot down. But yeah, it is a time again where check out those emails on fantasy football, because that is just a nightmare waiting to happen if you do it too late. And real quick too, before college football, you guys will like this. Kelly's new boyfriend, she came over the house for dinner a couple of days ago.
Nikki
Turns
was
out
over for
one
dinner
in
this
2 months.
Oh no,
turns out
I'm playing golf with him on Monday.
well, turns out, yeah, turns out he's a golfer, and I guess Kelly's been talking to her for a couple months, just started dating, comes over for dinner, and he's telling me in senior that he dropped an 83 at 500 club. I'm like, what's your handicap? He's like, 12. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that fucking course. I'm like, that's a really tough course. What tees did you play? I'm like, I gotta get the fuck back out there. I just thought about Turbin Nikki. I thought about Nikki's 80 immediately. I was like, maybe I got it on a bad day, but fuck it. I'm also in a bad way, which is why I need this slate of college football coming up, boys. We got some great games ahead. We got to pick them. Nikki, if we have the agenda up and out, we were going over stuff that you're gonna be doing this season. And I want to hear your thoughts. What I proposed was Nikki throughout the week there, but
Yes. Hold
Conrad.
on. Hold on. Can we bring up something? So
Yeah.
Johnny's like, all right, you're not doing the 1,000 play season, Nikki. We need like something different out of you. And Nikki dropped a fucking paragraph of things that he's doing instead. He's like, yeah, I can't do the 1,000 play. Like,
No,
that's gonna
it's
hurt my health. And then
that
he's
was
like,
what.
I've got Pete head to head, Turb head to head, me and Johnny, I've
No.
got my best bet, my biggest underdog, my best pick of the week. I'm like, Jesus,
No,
that's
that it's not
a
everything. Don't,
thousand picks.
Herb, it's not everything. Those are the list of things that I can do instead. I'm going to do one of those things.
Oh, see, I mean,
But
I was
that's why
probably halfway hammered by then when I read it, but I was like, dude, you do that every week? That's
No.
so
That's like more than 1,000
crazy.
picks, I think. That's like more work.
It's like,
So,
what
okay.
I texted you, Nikki, was Nikki's random six, or Nikki's six's random six. Just throughout the
Yeah.
week, when he goes to Chick-fil-A drive-through or like Panera Bread, he just like has his camera out, asking like the cashier, Wyoming, Hawaii, who do you got? Hawaii's put minus 27. Just pick one. It just like takes like random drive-through workers' bets and puts like a video together.
That would
That's the
be
gas station at the 7-Eleven gas station. Just like, fucking get the fuck out of my face.
that would be electric. That seems like a lot of work, but if that's what we
I'm
decide
just
upon, we
spitballing.
can. So, I'm using my phone to record, but if somebody wants to pull up that list, I know I had
Yeah, I got you.
my Nikki Sixes six picks, or I just dropped six picks a week.
Nikki's six favorites.
My
Nikki's.
favorites, where I only take favorites the entire year, but I give you six favorites every week, and they're all going to be double digit spreads. I got to give you double digit spreads because I'm Nikki Panders. I love my favorites.
Nikki's
Simple
Nikki's
sin.
no what Nikki's no way upset of the week. Explain that
Yeah,
one.
that's got to be the
Okay.
best one. That's got to be the best
Okay,
one.
so the
Nikki's no way upset. Like, me,
Nikki's
Carson.
no way upset of the week is I take it one double digit dog. I give you one pick a week. It's a double digit dog that we're taking money line.
Oh, so you're taking the. I
Ooh.
got you. I was thinking to go the other way with it, but I like that. I like Nikki dogs. I would love to see Nikki
what is
dog.
no way upset? Does that mean like
It
no
just
way
means
that
like,
team gets upset?
no, there's
That's what
no
I
way.
thought.
Everyone thinks there's no way that this team wins, and I give it to you money line.
So you're pretty much just betting against like the biggest favorite of the week, or like whoever the public is on, like their
Yeah,
worst favorite of the
where
week.
it's like USC UCLA and USC is like minus 27 and I give you UCLA money line. I just got a
I
feeling.
think, hear me out, hear me
They
out.
win one of
This way,
those.
like this way, I think if you do too many picks, then it crosses over with Conrad because like
Right.
Conrad does have the free reign. Hear me out. I think you do your double digit favorite, your double digit underdog, and then your favorite bet of the week. So that could be an Iowa under, that could be something. So you have three picks. You've got the The
It's always good
double-digit
to go.
dog, double-digit favorite, and then you've got your favorite bet of the week. And if it
Like one
is
of
Iowa, it
each.
is bet.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so you
because
take
then
an Iowa underdog,
you
double-digit
got
favorite,
three
double-digit
things.
dog. Yeah,
You
I
got
like
three
that.
things.
Okay.
Because then you're playing with everything there. You're kind of playing with everything.
Yeah, because I think I haven't looked at
Nikki's nuclear numbers was next
Oh
on
yeah.
there.
The nuclear numbers is where I take bets where I just give you over unders. I don't give you any spread or money line, just over unders. Because I did that all last year in the thousand play season. I also did over unders with that.
Turb's point, yeah, you just take three picks, and then if one of them's an over under that you like, this is Nikki's nuclear number over whatever. This is Nikki's no way upset, and then this is my Iowa under, like something. Yeah, I think because like you said, yeah, if you're not doing 1,000 plays, you want to tone it down. Let's go quality over quantity. Banging video, three picks, bada bing, bada boom.
Three or five, three, it's got to be an odd number, either
Odd
three or
number,
five.
yeah.
I like three. I like three because that's still gonna get three from you, and who God only knows
15,
from
15 on
him,
Saturday, week
Pete
two.
Bosco.
Watch Turb though. Nikki, week four is just dropping 30 picks on a video
That's
in
the only thing
U.S. for
that's
2
tough is like
weeks.
you get down
Yeah.
early, and you want to just fucking go
Fire.
after it.
So, well, that the first original idea. I texted Conrad because, like Turb said, I don't want to step on Conrad's videos. Conrad's the OG college football guy. So I texted him. I was like, do you want to do five picks head to head every week? You can give out as many picks as you want to, but just notate which ones in your pick fit are the five that are going against me. But again, I like the no way upset, the favorite, and then one of the other ideas.
Yeah, you swap it in and out each week. Maybe you do nuclear number 1 week, you do a double digit dog the other week,
Yeah, my Fredo pick of the week. The Fredo pick of the week might just be a story, not like a video post. I might still give out the Fredo pick of the week on the story. So,
Tyler, we're looking at 3 to 5. We're looking at 3 to 5 picks a week from the big fella. Not stomping on Conrad's toes. You're still gonna get college. I just love the Conrad 10, like it's 10 o'clock in the morning. He
yeah, I
takes
may
care of his
just.
own business. I don't have to edit for him anymore. He takes care of his own business. I'm kind of surprised I didn't watch for the first time with everyone else. Nikki, you come in and out maybe on a Friday night. You
I
drop
think
yours for the
yeah.
weekend or something like that.
I think that's what I'll do is I'll do Friday nights instead of Saturday morning. So like you might get a line that's moved, but if you get it early, you might, could help you, could hurt you. But I like Friday nights, so that way again I'm not stepping on Conrad.
Yeah, don't step on my
Nikki,
toes.
who was that guy you
Well,
were
after I
watching?
caught that ridiculous ricochet before the start of the podcast, I might have to step on the toes.
All right, well, first of all,
You didn't know I was here.
Johnny's
You didn't know
calling
I
me.
was
I
here.
knew it. I knew it, Turb. I
Johnny's
called
calling me
you
at
one
7:58. Where
time.
are you? Where are you? It's 7, 8 o'clock. Yeah, we said 8 o'clock.
Classic
Called one
Nate.
time to see where he's
Relax.
at, and he comes on the Zoom, and I'm like by the other side of the room. I just show, what the fuck do you want, you piece of shit, of fucking on him. Like, how did I know he wasn't gonna be pleasant about me calling him one time just to see if he's ready to go? And then Nikki
I'm
caught, yeah, then
God.
Nikki caught the
Listen,
stray.
I can
I'm
only
always
imagine
I'm
Peter
all
having
on
a fucking
time.
wife. I can only imagine
I'm
Pete
always
having a
on
wife.
time. Yeah. First of
He
all,
having
I
a wife and
swear.
a kid. He
I've
having a
been
wife and a kid
traveling all
once
day. I've
fucking
been in.
once hiding under the
She double
fucking
texts. She double texts
once
about the pasta. Oh, it's
his
over. God
fucking
damn it,
son
it's
is
Nick.
his son's hiding under the recliner because he's so scared knowing that Pete comes home and whips the shit out of him.
He
Yeah,
lost
Terb,
a Phillips head
I'm taking a
screwdriver.
piss.
He's afraid to tell him.
Guy has one work day past fucking 6 o'clock and he's fucking fuming.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. It
Yeah,
happens.
Terb, I'm taking a piss and I've got the audio because I do audio on the computer, video on here. So Pete doesn't know I'm on and I can hear my computer audio in the bathroom taking a piss. He's like, oh yeah, why don't you call the fat ass or the scumbag? And I was like, what you call me, you
A
motherfucker?
fat ass scumbag, just fucking right off the bat. The
No, I
one
said
phone
a
call.
fat ass and the scumbag. You
Right,
were
no,
not
it's like I
both of
said,
those.
a double whammy off of one phone call. What a fucking tidal wave effect. And
Pete
Nikki.
calling me a scumbag is like fucking, it's like Hitler calling Stalin a fucking murderer.
That's why it works.
Dude, big fella, who was that guy you were saying was like the most like prolific like composer, songwriter, whatever with
Oh,
T-Dun?
John Williams.
Yeah, so if I can talk about just classic T-Dun, like going back to what I was saying earlier, what was it, John Williams?
Yeah.
So T-Dun calls like a random girl after me and him and Nikki were talking about this. Like, I've never heard this guy in my life. Apparently, he's done like the Jaws song, done like a bunch, the Titanic song.
Yeah, Star T-Dun Wars.
Call,
oh,
yeah,
two movies that I fucking hate. Nice.
Right. And so T-Dun calls like a random, calls like a girl maybe he's been talking to. I don't know. And he's like, you know who John Williams is? She's like, no, but like, what are you doing tonight? I want to see. He's like, I gotta go. Hangs up. Bye. And then like right after, he's like, CJ, like, John, I'd be perfect for your sister. Like, why don't you think I'd be perfect? I'm like, Exhibit A was 2 minutes ago. Fucking, thank God I don't gotta worry about that fucking nightmare anymore. T-Dun, it's like the Stefon Diggs Minnesota locker. Talk about a guy you do not want being your sister. My goodness. I'm like, just Kelly, look at his fingernails. Just look at his fingernails.
Oh, gross.
Jesus, but
those inside of you, scary thoughts. I'm not saying.
No, Kelly, I know.
I'm saying inside of anything is scary.
I'm just thinking of the hand coming out and just like three fingernails are just lost in combat.
Speaking of fingernails coming out of somebody's butt, you cannot transition that, dude.
I'm just transitioning.
Speaking of fucking Frankenheimer.
Am I missing something here?
The kids and I was just going
to
say.
Johnny's trying to do a spin to the next topic about T-Dun's fingers.
We're just going to get right to Thursday night football. Speak of the devil, T-Dun's. We're bringing steaks over Thursday night. Tomorrow night, Turb, if you want to come on down. Nikki's coming down. T-Dun's coming over with some steaks, do some grilling. Got the TV in the garage going. Minnesota UNC. We got Colorado, North Dakota State. Getting it going tomorrow night. A little bit of an appetizer for this weekend, boys. And we got some notable matchups. Nikki, I know you got your phone right now, so I'll pull it up real quick.
I got FanDuel.
Do you guys want to get into matchups now? Do you want to get into futures and like kind of playoff, or like who you guys got maybe in the playoff right now? What do you guys want to do first?
You're the host.
Let's do futures first. Nikki, I know you got futures and all that good stuff pulled up. You want to go conference by conference? Start whichever way you want, big dog.
Yeah, you want to go conferences, you want to go season totals, or you want to go Heisman odds?
Fuck Heisman odds.
Conferences.
Okay. All right. Starting close to home as the draft kicks off in my league, ACC. I'm going to give you the top four. We've got Clemson plus 300, Miami plus 350, Florida State plus 600, and NC State plus 600.
People are very high on Miami. I just – prove it to me. Clemson –
ACC
I don't know about Clemson.
Is so fraud. There's so
such
many
a crap
frauds.
Shoot. It's such a crap
so
shoot.
So many frauds. Like, one of the frauds has to win. That's what's so crazy about the ACC.
I mean, Nikki,
like,
do you
one
just
of the
have the
frauds.
Four in front of you?
No, I have everybody. I mean,
I'm just curious. Just list off a couple more. Just give a picture.
Virginia Tech plus 950. SMU newcomer 10-1. Louisville 10-1.
SMU.
Georgia Tech 30-1. UNC 35-1.
Syracuse. Oh, G Tech.
I mean, talk about
run the ball. Bias,
but I like the Techs. I like Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech. I just think that, I mean, dude, it's just the ACC is going to be such a crapshoot. I think Georgia blows the doors off Clemson in Mercedes-Benz Stadium week one. I think the ACC is going to come down to literal conference play. You could do whatever the fuck you want outside the conference. It's going to come down to conference play. I don't mind the Techs there, VTech or Georgia Tech, to be honest with you. I know nothing about Virginia Tech. I saw Georgia Tech look great.
Yeah, I mean, I can go early on all these because, like, I'm not the college football guy. But, you know, hey, maybe that less you know, the better you are. But I love how Clemson set up to play Georgia, lose to Georgia, and then just go on a fucking tear. I think that's just a classic scheduling spot for Clemson. I think it's a win-win for them. I think they get their doors blown off of them, and then they're on revenge tour for the rest of the season, or they play Georgia close and they're pissed off and then they go on an absolute tear. So give me the team that knows how to win, or the coach that knows how to win in a fraudulent league like the ACC. I'll take Clemson.
All right, boys. Well, see, what do you got?
I will tend to agree. I'm looking at Clemson's schedule. They've got obviously Georgia week one. They've got NC State week three, Florida State week five, and then the rest of their schedule is pretty easy. That South Carolina game at the end of the year is always weird for some reason. So I like Clemson. If it's not Clemson, it's Georgia Tech. I think they showed me a lot. Their run game is legit.
30-1 is not something to sniff at, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure. The
Jesus.
juice on that is crazy.
They're 1-0 in conference play. Do you have Clemson? If you don't, Conrad can go if you mind looking up Clemson's season total.
Yeah, I have all the team totals as well. Clemson's 8.5.
Jeez, that's low. Mike, I was gonna say if it's like 9 or 10, I'd take the under, but my gosh, that's low. I mean, dang, that's low. Never mind. Never mind.
I like Miami. I'm gonna go out and say it. I like Miami.
Who's your quarterback?
I
New
don't
guy,
know. Just
right?
gonna ask that question. I
It's
think
the,
he's a
I think
transfer, isn't it?
this is wait, it's not the Ward guy?
I have no idea, to be
You're
completely
right.
honest.
Term's right. Cam
This
Ward.
coming from the guy that knows nothing. I'm pretty
Cam
sure it's a
Ward. Yep, you're right.
super mobile guy, last name Ward.
Love that then. I love that even more for Miami. If
Yeah,
they
if I
just
know
don't
who
do
he
some dumb
is.
shit like they did last year against Georgia Tech and run the ball and they should be taking a knee.
I
They
think
just can
we're
fumble.
gonna know a lot about who Miami is week one, Florida. I mean, we're gonna know a lot.
Dude, Terp, their over under is 9.5, Miami. So that's their season total. They're gonna win for that. I mean,
I mean,
that's Vegas.
they're supposed to be
Just be
filthy,
really
but
good. Yeah.
yeah, I mean that's but Miami's again, Miami's another one of those teams. It's just one of those teams where it's like I don't
Florida
know. Just
State, Miami.
in our lifetime, they really haven't been since
I
we were
just.
toddlers.
Yeah, I just can't take the conference favorite at what, +180 or whatever you said it was. Like,
+300.
still, I just Miami's what, +350? I'll take Miami. I like Miami. I go with my
Yeah,
gut.
no, and I'll solidify Virginia Tech. I mean, enter Sandman 3 years ago when we had UNC number 10 team of the country. Sam Howell, we
I
saw that
was
enter
just gonna say,
Sandman.
did you see
Remember
that
that?
video I sent on Instagram to you guys? It was the first game back from COVID where they had full stadiums, and I had the most simpleton pick ever. I remember we were in Drew's and
Drew's
Kevin's
old place, yep.
their old place on, I think, or not South Boulevard, but Tryon, maybe whatever that townhouse was. We're all in the living room watching that game, and then we saw them play Sandman, the whole stadium jumping, and we just immediately knew it was a loser. Just such a terrible pick, such a
Immediately
terrible.
knew
I
we
don't know
fell. That's
how
funny.
you can't take. I don't know what I was thinking. Bottom of the line, but I just can't believe
I'll
it.
tell you what, Connor, I'm not kidding you, dude. Like the past week, it kind of got me a little teary-eyed this morning. Just listening to, they have one on YouTube of when they played it against Miami with 5 seconds left and
I
shocked the
love that.
crowd playing it mid-game, and everyone was just going nuts, dude.
It was like 5 seconds left, last play of the game, timeout, and they play Sandman.
Yeah, I'm gonna post a little montage between now and week one
Makes me
because
fucking
that
hard as a rock.
entrance, it makes you want to hit somebody. I think I get a little teary-eyed because I can't. Because all I want to do with my body is throw it into another human being, and I can't. It just that fucking it, like it might get these guys too fired up to where like if I hear that, I want to hit something fucking immediately. And you gotta wait to fucking coin toss and everything. But enter Sandman, Virginia Tech. That's who I'm gonna take at +900 or 950, whatever Nikki said. Nikki, what do you got for next
Don't
conference?
hate that. Don't hate that.
Next up, I got the Big Ten. We'll start with the big boys. Ohio State +145, Oregon +200, Penn State 5-1, Michigan 9-1. Newcomer USC 20-1, Iowa 39-1, Nebraska with Johnny's pick in the uniforms last week 50-1, and Washington coming off a appearance in the national championship 110-1.
Our conference, man. Terry, what do you got?
110-1, Jesus Christ.
Dylan Gabriel, give me the Ducks. That's all I know. Dylan Gabriel, give me the Ducks.
Yeah, I mean,
I
historically.
like that coach. I like that coach. Ever since he fucking dropped his cock on Deion Sanders' forehead, give me the
Yeah.
Ducks.
They're playing for clicks. We're playing for chips.
That's right. That's right,
Unreal
baby.
line. I don't know if that
Yeah,
was a
great
line,
line.
by the way.
Great
Yeah, unreal
line.
line.
I mean, historically, this has been a three-team race. Now you add Oregon. USC is fraud, even though I like Lincoln Riley, the ECU ties, but I like Ohio State. I mean, it's the favorite, but it's the smart play. I mean, Oregon having to travel all the way to the Midwest for all their away games, I think is gonna add up to something. They're normally local out there on the Pacific coast, so
Yeah, but it's
I'm Ohio
Oregon though,
State.
Nikki. You know they're traveling like Tuesday or Wednesday, and they're gonna be fucking there for 3 or 4 days. Fucking like
Yeah,
these kids are
but
gonna be in class maybe once a week.
I mean, I know Oregon isn't like a fair weather state, but you get Michigan and Ohio State in the snow, and you think that Oregon team is going to be the same as they are out on the coast. I don't know. So I
I
like
get what
Ohio
you're saying.
State, a team tried and tested.
One of the new teams is gonna have to win. Give me the team with the better quarterback. Dylan Gabriel, Heisman, if we want to talk about Heismans.
Oh, there we go. All
He's the
right, Derek.
favorite. He's the favorite for the Heisman at 5-1.
Really?
Heisman.
5-1
He's the
preseason?
favorite.
Yeah.
5-1.
Huge.
There's not a non-quarterback until you get to 60-1 with Travis Hunter.
Yeah,
He's not winning. I can
that
tell
guy,
you right
yeah.
now, he's not winning it.
I'm more likely to fuck J-Lo after her divorce than that.
They have Quinn Ewers at 12-1, and they also give out Arch Manning at 120-1. He's not even
Is
gonna
Arch
Yeah,
still
well,
at
that's
Texas?
yeah,
Yeah,
he's not
he's
even gonna
still the
sniff the
backup.
field.
Yeah, he's on the Drake May plan.
Yeah, and he's a sophomore, so he'll take over next year. I guess Quinn Ewers goes to the draft this year. I guess he's got 2 years. Yeah, it's not a bad way to go. What are you looking at, Conrad? Penn State?
Yeah, you already know I'm taking Penn State plus 500, plus 400, but this is not a homer pick. This is Drew Aller has a year under his belt. The only thing that I saw, I think earlier this week, was James Franklin is like 3-22 versus ranked opponents. Not good. Not good at all. But all you got to do is win majority of your games, get to the conference playoffs, get to the conference championship, and
This is a year to do it for James Franklin.
This is the year, exactly. This is the year to do it. I like Drew Aller. I like their offense. I like their wideouts. I like their defense as well. And again, going back to what I was saying, I don't like picking the favorite plus 180. Don't like the newcomers. I'll go with Penn State, the third best odds, plus 500, whatever you have it on. FanDuel, I'm looking at DraftKings plus 500.
Yeah, I think with Penn State, just like, I don't know, they're
They can't win the
one-sided.
big one. They just can't win the big one, but
I mean,
they are going to be a good team all season long.
I just like I said with Mac Jones like last year on the pod, I'm a big believer in just there's small moments, or in this case, massive ones, where you just don't bounce back from. They're once linebacker you. They're once linebacker you. Any sort of 220-pound, 6'4" burly white boy who's going to Penn State, you're
RBU.
becoming an all-time linebacker. Ever since it came out that Sandusky was fondling little kids in the showers, Penn
There
State
we
can't get it going. They just can't get it. I just think they can't get it going. You know,
They're
like, I mean,
cursed.
you know, Joe Pa dies after it all comes out. I mean, maybe the stress killed him. Maybe he was living with it for so long. Who knows?
Yeah,
All I
he's a
know is
crook.
when Sandusky was following kids and no one knew about it, Penn State was doing all right. It comes out that he was doing it. Haven't been the same since. And you know what? That's I just
It's
don't
like
Penn State hasn't
it's
bounced
the
back.
Tiger, it's the Tiger Woods effect.
Yeah, they just yeah, it's that. So Tiger, I feel like, had like multiple instances, and finally, when he was drag racing at 2 o'clock in the morning, high on pills, finally got him. Penn State, on the other hand, I don't know. I just feel like this, ever since that happened with Sandusky, this team, this program, just has not been able to fight back. The way that Joe Pa passed away like that, I think the empire crumbled just like that. And I just, if it's it's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen.
Great
When I
movie,
think.
by the way. I forgot what it was, but I watched it. It was a good movie.
When I think of Penn State, I think about all of us, like the
What
boys
movie?
at a table at Ed's Tavern. I think it was against like Wisconsin or something, and it was just the
That's right.
ugliest game ever. And that one D-back just had like two big interceptions down like the red zone goal line area. Oh man, what a win that was.
Sandusky's still alive.
No, no shot.
I have no idea.
Dude,
He is,
that
he's in
guy,
jail
if he.
still.
Yeah, that guy in general population still being alive is talk about odds. That's better than 110-1 right there.
Confirm Sandusky still alive, age 80.
He's still in prison, right?
Jeez. Yeah, still in prison.
Yeah.
How has that guy not been clubbed to death, man? It's beyond me.
He's
Fucking
probably
hell.
not in gin pop. He's in solitary for
Ah, you'd
that.
be surprised, man. Those fucking guys that do shit like that, especially to women and children, they don't give a fuck about fucking your safety. Here's
Probably
a
a
fuck.
lot of
Here's
Penn State
a
fans
fucking.
in that
Yeah,
group.
here's a fucking razor blade. Go fucking protect yourself against 30 gang members that want your head on a stick.
I do.
To the
I will say, like, he's been in there for a while now, and he's 80. He's probably skating now. He's skating now.
Yeah, he's probably giving out handies in the shower to keep his life
Yeah,
going.
he's
Against his
skating. He's
will.
skating. He's skating.
Oh, he's probably
I don't
doing it for
know.
fun,
No,
dude. I mean,
there
he
ain't
used
no
to do it for
Sandy,
fun.
Sandy,
Be
where'd
real.
you
If
learn
you
if
this
you were
risk
wanting
control,
to do it to
Sandy?
little boys, I think you'll be all right doing it to some grown ass men.
Little boys, I mean, they were college kids, but still.
He said, Conrad, you
Wait,
sicko, that is
what?
not true
College
at all. That is
kids?
not true
Is
at
it
all.
not
True?
he was doing
No.
it at at kids camps.
Yeah,
Dude,
he's
oh
was
man,
taking
camps.
Conrad, he was taking
I'm
like
blind to Penn State,
eight-year-olds.
man. I have a
Yeah,
blind spot
they're
for Penn
he
State.
was
Yeah, college,
taking
you 8-year-olds
eight-year-olds in
your
the
whole life
shower,
thinking
dude.
it was college
Yeah,
kids?
they're
That
doing
might be the quote of the that might be the quote of the year. Sandusky is
that.
raping.
Yeah, Turb Conrad thought he was being like gay shamed. Like he thought he was just being gay shamed. That's why it was a big deal. That's not why it was a big deal. They
Yo,
were
we're talking
college
like your
kids.
mommy and daddy drop you off at fucking Penn State charity camp and you come
Yeah,
back
it's
with a
like
loose
thought they were
satchel.
wrestling. Thought they were
Yeah,
wrestling
no,
in the shower.
they're doing punt, pass, and kick out on the field, and Jerry's punching
Yeah, it
some
was
kid in the
punt,
back door
pass.
in the
It
shower. It was
was punt,
punt,
pass, and dick.
Yeah, what'd you learn at camp today? Joe Pa and
It
Sandy coming to do an
was
OTPHA. An
cunt, ass,
OTPHA.
and dick. It was cunt, ass, and
Oh my
dick. You
God.
weren't sniffing punt,
Yeah,
pass,
what
and
is it? What
kick.
is it called? A kick pass throw? Like yeah,
Punt, pass,
suck, pass and
and
fuck. Is
fucking.
that
Suck pass, suck ass, and dick.
Oh, it's so fucked up. I hope those kids are doing all right in today's day and age. And back to my pick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be
those
here.
kids are literally your father's age. Those kids are literally the
Yeah.
40-year-olds of
And I'll
this
tell you what,
generation.
those kids aren't taking Penn State, and I'm going to be taking, like, listen, Oregon, like, yeah, I mean, I'd want to believe this is the year. UCLA, it sounds like they're not even near the board. I mean, UCLA just completely dog water now with no more Chip Kelly. Ohio State has an unbelievable roster. I can't stand Ohio State, though, so I can't go there. You know what? Let's get crazy. Yeah, I guess I'll take Oregon there. Why the fuck not? I'll join Terb. Why not?
There you go. There
That
we
coach
go.
that they have too. I like that. Yeah, I like that coach a
I
lot.
like high. Give me Heisman favorite. Give me that coach. Give me a fiery. Hey, you know, here's the thing. Nikki's talking about Oregon traveling. Let's talk about those teams coming to or to be to Oregon Stadium. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. That's
Yeah,
a
but you
different.
only got to do it once a year. Oregon's got to go there multiple times.
No, I know, but it's just a different environment. You know what I mean? You got to go out to Oregon. You got to get prepared for that
Yeah,
also. So
that
it is.
Portland airport, you just see guys doing heroin in the fucking airport lobby. I mean, it's
Yeah,
just a chaos.
it'll shell shake everyone.
Right, so there we go. We got Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State for the Big Ten. We're rolling, big fella. What do you got next?
I would be remiss to not include the Pac-2 of Oregon State
Oh
and
boy.
Washington
Okay,
State.
now we're just
Both
I
are. The
don't know,
fact that
Nikki,
that's
fucking
still.
flip a coin.
That still is the like when you go to Google, it still shows Pac-12, Oregon State, Washington State, and it is the saddest thing I've ever seen. Like it is so sad.
Yeah, both of their team totals are 7.5, if you like that.
So what are they gonna have
Flip
Pac-12
a
on their
coin.
fields?
No,
Pack
they
two.
signed a deal with the Mountain West Conference. So they're playing like Idaho and Wyoming
Right, so
and
they're doing what Notre Dame did that COVID year, where they play all the ACC teams, but they're not
yeah.
in. Gotcha, gotcha,
Correct.
gotcha. All right.
Next up, we've got the SEC. Obviously, we've got the top dog in Georgia at +180. Newcomer Texas +370. Alabama in third place at 5-1. Ole Miss +750. LSU 12-1. A&M 14-1. Tennessee 16-1. And the other newcomer, Oklahoma 35-1.
Herb.
I think it's a great bounce back year for the dogs.
If
Give
I'm
me the
not
dogs.
mistaken, they went from 1 to 6 last year, correct? Right before the
Yeah.
final
I mean,
football.
you want to talk
Or
about like
five, maybe 5 or 6.
people wanted to say FSU has bulletin board material. They don't know how to fucking, they don't know what bulletin board material is until you get knocked out being the Georgia Dogs last year.
Yeah, because
So,
FSU was
true.
five, Conrad. They went from one to six. And
Yeah.
yeah, that's the
I
biggest
think
jump
it's
I've ever
just
seen.
that
It's
quarterback,
bad.
too. This is, again, coming from a guy that doesn't, I know a little bit about quarterbacks, Carson
Carson
Beck.
Beck.
Give me the quarterback. I don't trust Joe Milton as far as I could throw him, so.
I mean, I'm not gonna take Texas. I don't think they're built for the SEC. I'm not gonna go back-to-back favorites, even though Georgia's probably gonna win. Give me Bama at +500. I mean, they've got Washington's new coach. All I've heard all offseason is culture, culture, culture. They actually got like rap music playing at practice. It's definitely not the Saban era. So give me Alabama 500.
Rap music at practice is a deciding factor.
Dude,
Yeah.
that
Hey, it's
it,
the
the
intangibles.
office
Yeah.
the office revamp was one of the
Is
crazier things I've
yeah.
ever seen.
Dude, the people roasting
You look
him too,
like
like it
fucking
looks like a
like
Verizon, like it looks like a Verizon store now. Like I thought that show was pretty good.
yeah. Dude, those Saban's look like Sandusky's basement, dude.
Yeah, like you walk in there, imagine like missing curfew and walking into that like dark fucking living room that he has waiting
Yeah,
for
like
him
he
to
had
open his
lamps.
door.
He had like five lamps for lighting in there.
It just
Saban
reminded
comes
me
out in a cape, fucking brings you into his office, and you're gonna get suspended
of
for 4 weeks because you fucking had
Yeah.
lunch.
Yeah,
It
no,
showed up with rich
he's just got a
mahogany.
he's just got a bowl on his desk for the Dodge Challenger keys.
Shit, Conrad, who are you looking at?
One's Dodge Challenger, one's Dodge Charger. He's like, you know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I do like Texas. I like Quinn Ewers as well. I mean, if we're not
Darn.
gonna talk Heisman at some point, I'm just gonna say Quinn Ewers for Heisman. I think he has a fucking baller year.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers third best odds behind Dylan Gabriel and Carson Beck at 12-1.
There you go. I like Texas too, but.
I mean, dude, their quarterback room is gonna be. I mean, Quinn Ewers now. I mean, the guy. I mean, he breaks his collar. I mean, he breaks his fucking collarbone. Bama, they lose on like that last second field goal 2 years ago. Last year, they beat him. I mean, Quinn Ewers is. I mean, he's locked and loaded. If there's just a perfect year for him to kind of go into the SEC, and Texas is 3-1 for a reason. And I'm looking at. I'm pulling up a schedule right now because I wasn't gonna go Bama. I do like that Bama play, Nikki, but go ahead and give me Ole Miss at 750. I got Jackson Dart, who's been there for God knows how long now. Talk,
Quarterback
talking,
play.
yeah, talking quarterbacks. And I'm looking at their fucking schedule. They got Furman, Middle Tennessee, Wake Forest, Georgia Southern. They're starting out 4-0. Then they got Kentucky, South Carolina, LSU, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and then the real big game. I mean, they could be walking into Georgia November 9th, undefeated. That could be an
Oh,
awesome game.
and they avoid Alabama this year. That's
what's
huge.
Jackson Dart's Heisman odds? I like that. Because
Yeah, dude.
he's gonna be putting up stupid numbers on that schedule.
So
Yeah,
right behind
that's
Texas
September.
offense, right behind the top three, there's five guys at 14-1, and Jackson Dart is.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna
How about
have
that? Yeah,
the
I
first
like
four
that. I
games, he's
like
gonna have
that.
16 touchdowns. He's gonna have
Give me
16.
that. That's my Heisman pick, Jackson Dart. I mean,
Yeah.
your last name is Dart.
Yeah. Talk
Baby
about a
Browns and
fucking
Dart.
jersey. Talk about a jersey to have. And Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss. I mean, like, I don't know.
Air
Just
raid.
fucking, just give me something in November. Yeah, give me something in November where, you know, like I said, like you guys just said, air raid. They're gonna put up 60, but let up 50. Ole Miss, why not have a fucking year for once? Put something together. And if you can't do it this year with having four preseason games to start off the year.
I could see, and here's the thing is like, I could see kind of like how you mentioned with that early schedule is kind of like that Tennessee team that had that nice schedule that were riding high and then beat Bama. Like that's kind of a similar setup for Ole Miss with Georgia there. It's like riding high, going in two undefeated teams under the lights, and then you're gonna give up a million points, but if you have the ball last and you beat them like Tennessee did,
It's in
it
Ole
can
Miss
be.
too. It's at Ole Miss too. It's at Ole Miss too.
Right.
So I'll give it to me.
Similar scenario.
Yep, no,
Like, yeah.
I like where you're thinking, Turb. Then after Georgia, they have Florida, Mississippi State. So it's like, yeah, I mean, they could they I like their chances this year. Give me Ole Miss at +750. Keep it rolling, big fella.
One last thing, a crazy under over that I saw. Florida's team total this year is at 4.5 wins. That's tough in the SEC.
I mean, again, you want to talk about a team that's fallen off. At least Penn State stays in the papers. Florida, I mean, my God, they. I mean, between fucking Urban Meyer and what's coming out now about that 2018 team, then they got the coach McElwain, who was like fucking dolphins or sharks or doing some sort of aquatic sex with animals. I mean, they've been all over the place, dude. They have been like when we were fucking when we were 10 years old and
Dan
Nikki
Mullins
was
era, what a
21.
mess.
Yeah, exactly. When we were 10 and Nikki just started drinking, like Florida was the fucking shit. Texas was too. Texas has found a way to kind of crawl back a little bit. Florida, dude, they are fucking four and a half. Oh my
Nikki's
God.
like Nikki's like Nikki's like you'll never believe how viral Tebowing went on ECU's campus in
Oh. Yeah. No,
LA.
we were past Tebow and we were on the planking at ECU, but I got to see Tebow in high school on 2-a-days at Nice when they were following Hoover High School.
Great, great, yeah. 2-a-days Hoover High, great, great TV show. That shout out to Hoover.
Great TV show.
Moving
Shout
on,
out
we got the
to
Big 12, top dog Utah +280, Kansas State +400, Oklahoma State +850, UCF +850, Iowa State 9-1, Kansas 10-1, and Arizona 11-1.
Turby.
Say that again.
All of them?
Yeah, because I think I like the crazy one here. Hold on. Go again.
No, so I think I might be with you. Utah +280, Kansas State 4-1, Oklahoma State +850, UCF +850, Iowa State 9-1, Kansas 10-1, Arizona 11-1.
Oh, yeah, I know who I like. Give me Kansas. Give me Kansas. That's a jersey I missed. That's a jersey I missed. Fire jersey with the
Oh
Jayhawk
yeah.
on the
Cool.
helmet.
Yeah, fuck. We all I
That's
had
a good one.
yeah,
That's a good one.
that Jayhawk helmet. I had yeah, that's when we forgot. Damn. I had Stanford, I was what you thinking of, but Kansas blows it away. Good call.
I like Kansas. I like Kansas. They here you go. Oh, Turby CFB knowledge. So Jay, what was his name? Jason Bean, he's gone. He filled in for the guy that was like supposed to be their stud quarterback last year. Stud quarterback's back after being injured like week two. He's like a filthy scrambling quarterback. Don't know his name. Somehow
Jalen Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. There's so many Jaden Daniels, JT Daniels. Give me Jalen Daniels at plus a thousand.
So I
You're
really
telling me they're not related?
like. I don't think so, no.
No.
Yeah, Daniels, what a crazy last
I'm
name.
pretty sure JT Daniels is white.
Yeah, he 1,000%.
Jaden and Jalen, like they gotta be related. It's like naming your kids like with all the same, like
Yeah,
they
I get
all
what
start
you're saying. Yeah, I
with
get what you're saying. This is Jada, Jordan, Johnny, Jackie.
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
exactly.
So I really like Kansas as well, but I'm going with the old fella, a guy who's probably as close to as old as I am with Cam Rising in Utah, a guy that we've been waiting on for 3 years now to really show
Yeah.
us something. And
No,
I
to
think
just
he's
be
going to have a
healthy.
massive chip on his shoulder. And also mullet gang, so give me Cam Rising in Utah
Yeah,
plus
Kmart fucking Minshew. Good luck.
I
don't know, Conrad. When I see guys like that, though, man, I just think it's just gonna end horribly this year. Like a guy like Cam Rising, like
Yeah.
if it hasn't worked out ever, you want to work out a guy's seventh year, but fuck, I just think it's gonna end horribly, like a broken shoulder or
If you didn't
something.
win the Pac-12 last year, you ain't winning the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite end. I think this is his. I mean, you can't be bad with a seventh year quarterback and a seventh year like tight end and like.
What if he snaps his leg?
Well, then God forbid. I mean, that's the only way they don't win. But if he stays, it's all barred on if he stays healthy or not. So if he's healthy, it's Utah for
What
sure.
if he gets murdered?
Yeah, what if he breaks his neck
I
first
think
play and gets paralyzed?
their tight end is like the same age as him. Like
Yeah, he's a seventh year too.
God, dude, like imagine,
That team, is literally like a UFL team in the Big 12.
so
It's
like I
literally
mean,
me the big
that's
dogs,
where I get fucked up. It's like those guys were
the
playing,
old heads.
yeah.
we're 20 years old and those guys were freshmen. Fucking, it's just, I mean, like, where are they? They're like in the huddle, like, coach is still running this play 5 years later. It's like, fucking,
Yeah, this shit
it's
hasn't
like,
worked for the last 6 years. We're still running it.
you know what? I know Arizona's really got fucked in terms of like their coach and shit. So that's why they're 11-1, right? Nick, I'm pretty sure their coach left in like pretty bad fashion. And if that's the case, I'm gonna have to do some digging on that. But for right now, if their coach left and kind of like left a bad taste in Arizona's mouth and those players' mouth, I mean, another great uniform, another
Did
great
the
team
players
last
stay?
year. That's another thing too. There's a lot that went into Arizona this offseason
I
that
feel
I
like you,
don't know about.
if you overperform at Arizona, you're fucking gone.
That's I think so. I think that might have happened.
Maybe not though. Maybe
But
not.
I loved them last year. Last year they were fun.
Yeah,
I remember playing Oklahoma.
they were a cover fucking wagon last year. I
Wagon,
know
dude.
that.
When they played
What a wagon.
Oklahoma in that bowl game, and we didn't even hesitate to take Arizona. And they were just they're an awesome team to watch. What do you got, big fella?
They have a new coach, Brent Brennan, who came in from San Jose State.
Oh God.
Brent Brennan.
Oh
God.
Project. I
What
love it. He's a
San
project.
Jose State, dude. That guy, I mean, I'll tell you what, that guy's gonna take this more serious than the Washington coach at Bama is. This is his everything. And
Yeah.
then Nikki, if you don't get Nikki Wolf, I'm pretty sure a lot of players left and shit too, but why not? Arizona
I mean, they
11-1.
had to have.
Yeah,
Math
no,
is
they had
math.
to. Give me
Oh.
Arizona 11-1. Why not?
Here's a little tidbit. Brent Brennan is the first cousin of Hawaii quarterback who's passed, Colt Brennan.
Oh,
All
love it.
right,
Colt Brennan,
dead guy
RIP.
season.
Dead
Dead guy
guy. Yeah,
season.
dead. A distant dead guy season. Give
Yeah,
me
it was like, how long ago did he die? Like 10 years
Yeah,
ago?
dead
It
guy
was
season.
like, it was like, I don't know, 5 years ago, I think.
Give me Arizona.
Dead guy decade. Dead guy decade.
Dead guy decade. RIP Colt Brennan.
Do you guys want to hear about the independents or no?
That's we're
Yeah,
just
hold on.
we're getting
Nikki,
down a
again.
wormhole if we're
Nikki, the
doing
independents are
this.
Army, Notre Dame,
Nope.
UConn, UMass.
Army's no longer.
Army's in
Well, UMass is in
the
the MAC. UMass is in the MAC.
No, UMass is still an independent, but
What?
we have the Toilet Bowl last week of the season. UMass UConn.
Last game of the season. Let's go.
UMass season total 3.5. It's the Toilet Bowl. I love that game.
In Florida's is 4.5. I know
Yeah,
it's different divisions and
it
conferences, but wild.
is. We'll go to the American. We've got Memphis at +195, Tulane at 3-1, UTSA +480, South Florida at +700, and our Pirates at 20-1.
We'll
Do you
start
have
this is
any?
the
Hold
last
on,
conference you got, big
Nikki.
fella.
Nikki,
Do you
make
have
your pick.
Rice? Do you have Rice above East Carolina on the lines you're looking at?
Let
I
me
got Rice at
see.
+1600.
Yeah, no, I didn't go through all of them. I
Okay.
just did the top four and then ECU.
I
I've
guess
got
with
a
the
pick.
Mountain West after this, Nikki. I guess and that's this and the Mountain West, and then that's what we got, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've also got Conference USA, MAC, and
Yeah,
Sun.
that's fine. We'll do American then the Mountain West. We'll do American and Mountain West.
No one is
Yeah.
on the edge of their seat to hear our picks for fucking Mountain West.
Western
I've got a pick for the
Kentucky and Middle Tennessee, doing.
American. I've
Yeah,
got a
here.
pick for the American. My pick is Nikki to pick ECU at -150. That's my pick of the year. My lock of the year is Nikki to pick ECU at -150. That's my
Mickey
pick.
Panders. Mickey Panders.
What are they, 20-1?
They are 20-1, and I told you they were going to lose against fucking Richmond, so I am not taking
No,
ECU.
you said Norfolk
Oh,
State, or you
no.
said Norfolk State, their
Norfolk
first game of the year, and then Norfolk State's a 33-point underdog, and that's in you have
State,
about
whatever. Yeah,
and Curb's
Jesus.
got a Billy on it.
Give me Tulane at 3-1. I like Tulane. I don't know much about this Memphis team. Memphis's season total's at 9.5.
Because Turb just preluded. You fucking want ECU 20-1 all
No, I
day.
don't.
They could lose to
ECU is
Norfolk State's
dog
and add a
shit. They went
conference
2-10
game.
last year. Why would I take them? They're
Norfolk
dog
State's an out
shit.
of conference game. They could lose and still win the conference, still make it all the way.
Wrong.
I'll take ECU. I'll take it.
I think
Let's
EC's going 9-3 this year, dude. I think
Yeah, I love our
they go
schedule. Our
9-3.
schedule's fucking dirt driven. I'll
Could
tell
you
you.
just imagine there's a world where there's upsets galore the
We're not
first
playing.
three game days in Greenville for App State ECU undefeated matchup. Imagine that. There's upsets galore the first couple weeks.
Dude,
That'd
I did see where like ECU is not playing like any of the top favorites in our in the American. Like we don't sniff Memphis, we don't sniff Tulane, we play like
Play
Temple.
UTSA, I think, is
Wait,
like our
hold on,
biggest
Nikki.
opponent.
Nikki, this is actually a funny one because I was actually the other day looking at college football conference odds just because I was curious. I'm pretty sure Temple has the highest odds to win a conference. It's like plus 150, like plus
350. 350 to
350.
one.
Yeah.
350 to one is what I have on DraftKings.
Good God, dude.
350 in the American. In the American is
Dude, you
crazy.
just unlocked a memory, Terb. You just unlocked a memory too. Like the old school books, like fucking Bookie Market and shit, they used to cap at a certain number. So you could get like once it got to like the last like 30 teams, everyone was 10,000 to one. So you could get like Nebraska 10,000 to one to win the Natty Champ. Then it'd be like UMass at 10,000 to one, Navy at 10,000 to one. They would all be 10,000 to fucking one. And it's like, there's
Yeah.
no way this is like leveled out.
It just caps.
Yeah, 350 to one. So Temple to win the
That's
national
what is that?
championship.
30. What is 351? 30, thir, plus
35,000.
35,000 plus
Yeah. Yeah, 35,000.
35,000. Oh my God.
So Temple to win the national championships 1,000 to one, so it'd be plus 100,000.
More,
I mean,
have more. It'd
I
be
know,
plus,
dude.
it'd be that, it'd
That's
be
probably
that,
can't
it'd
even
be.
bet it.
It would be that
Yes.
to it'd be that to win like the Big 12. It'd be that to
Yeah.
win the Big 12.
You have a dollar to win 100 grand. They go 1-0. You're just like, I'm gonna cash out. Win 25. Win through
Temple
75.
is the highest I have on
350 to
DraftKings is
one American is insane.
like the Pirates are 20-1, like,
Plus a
and we're not
million
good.
or what the is
Plus
that a
a
million?
million. Plus a
What's
million.
that? What is this?
It's
How many
a, it's one
zeros
of
are there?
those.
One,
It's
two,
like
three,
probably a
four.
hundred
There's
thousand. A
six
trillion
zeros.
Six zeros? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So a million to one. $1 to win a
Insane.
billion bucks. Oh my God.
No, it's to win 100,000, but yeah.
Is that what? Okay, my bad. But I mean, it should be a million to one. I mean, that's 350 to win the
Yeah.
American. I mean, that team, like those guys know, like, I don't care what you say, they know, like, their odds. They know what kind of, like, what are you doing in the locker room? Like, you're just going, like, fucking, like, I've always wondered how D3 college football guys do it. Like, what the fuck is, if you're on Temple, if you're like a kicker on Temple, you're just like, fucking, I'm doing sustained shit. Like,
No,
what are you?
you're doing it to put game tape out there so you can get in the transfer portal now.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
guess now. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Maybe try to get some ass fucking on the side. I mean, that's really the only
Yeah,
way while you're playing. Get some fucking Philly dirt ass fucking.
Temple's quarterback is like is literally the same size as Pete.
What is
Who was it before? Wasn't it like Kurt Warner's kid was there the
EJ
last year, 2
Warner?
years ago?
Kurt
Yeah.
Warner's kid. Kurt Warner's kid. I'm pretty sure he starts at MTSU.
He
Nikki,
transfers.
can you pull up what is the drop off between Temple and the team before them and the American to win the American? If you have the American odds pulled up,
Yeah, to win the American, it's
what's the second to last team? Well, what's their
Charlotte at 50-1.
It jumps three.
Holy hell, man. That is mind-boggling.
Dude, that's and ECU comes to Charlotte this year, October 7th. Fucking, that's gonna be awesome. 300 people in the stands, but fucking, we'll be there. We'll be
There'll
getting
be
after
more
it.
than 300 with
Yeah.
ECU fans.
We'll be getting after it. And Big Phil, I guess the Mountain West, and a lot of people are talking about this Boise State team being the number 12 seed.
Yeah, so Boise State is one of two teams that I saw that are minus odds to win their conference. Boise State is minus 150. The other one is Liberty in Conference USA at minus 220. But the other teams for Mountain West is UNLV plus 420, Fresno State 7-1, Air Force 15-1, Wyoming 20-1, and Colorado State 20-1.
I'll just go real quick here, then bounce to you, Terps. Give me Fresno State 7-1. They play Michigan, know what the season. Boise State is going to be phenomenal. Everyone says this here, but give me a Fresno team at 7-1. They open up against the big house, Michigan, blue and gold. They'll get them ready for Mountain West football. Give me Fresno State.
Everyone is on the edge of their seat for this pick right here. Wyoming Cowboys, give me the jerseys. Give me the jerseys. Give me the Cowboys.
Tough place to play, tougher airport to find. It could be a big time part when it comes to travel.
Give me the kid. Why not the kids from Laramie? Why not the kids from Laramie?
Nikki Panders, Nikki's favorites. This is my third favorite. Give me Boise State -150.
Gross.
Yeah, real gross.
Conrad, Ed, do you have any sort of insight for the Mountain West? Do we have anything?
The only insight I have, I'm sure everyone's seen this clip, the two Colorado State players who could have went into the transfer portal, make a bunch of money, you got to ride with them there. They want to stay home. They want to stay. They want to finish their job. I'll say Colorado State, what, 16-1?
Colorado State, I got 20-1.
Even better. Even better.
Why not? I mean, they play Texas week one.
Colorado State, that's true.
Dude, the Mountain West is opening up against.
I got Colorado State teased against Texas +38.5.
Teased. Teasers.
That game goes one of two ways. They either make it very close and people are like, wow, these kids might be on something, or they get hosed and like these kids are idiots to turn down.
No, they're gonna be down like 42-3. And it's going to be 38.5 tees, and they're going to fucking just Hail Mary one. They're going to lose 42-9.
Yeah, you got it teased up. Yeah, my bad. I'm thinking the other way.
Yeah.
Turd, if you would have told me that you were going to put money on Colorado State, I've got a buddy who's a former offensive lineman there. I'm sure he's still got friends on the team. I could have given you the inside scoop on the locker room.
I'm going in blind, man. I like going in blind here. I don't know anything about college football. It probably benefits me a little bit.
Feeling of freedom. It's a feeling of freedom. Just kind of.
I know some quarterbacks. I dropped a little knowledge on the fellas here.
It is awesome too. Like this time of year, like going from like this to like me and Turb, just kind of like whatever, just listing off teams from like our childhood, basically that we think are still good, and then Conrad next week to just being like. Wait, Matt Stafford's still playing? Like, fucking, it is awesome to go from like the one week to the next. Just seeing, I can't wait for Conrad's NFL talk. I was thinking too. We'll be here all night if we do our mock 12-team playoffs. I think that'll be something that we do.
Later in the season.
Yeah, I think we do that later in the season. Then we'll be able to really make some strong takes. I just think
mid-season mock.
Yeah, I think we just go Natty Chimp Futures. Nikki, if you get this list off at the top 10, if you got them on hand.
Yeah, so we've got a 12-team playoff. I got the top 12 teams. National championship odds, Georgia +280. Ohio State 4-1. Oregon +650. Texas +850. Alabama 14-1. Ole Miss 14-1. Notre Dame 18-1. LSU 20-1. Penn State 20-1. Michigan 30-1, Tennessee 35-1, and Clemson 40-1. If you need me to run through them again, I can.
I guess
I forgot about that fucking alien motherfucker from Tennessee.
Yeah.
The Avatar. Last Airbender.
Nico Amalana or Amalava, whatever it is.
I was going to say Avatar, the last Airbender.
No, it's the guy that's like, he's Slenderman, and he came in for that bowl game and went crazy.
Yeah, he's gonna start for them, and he's got the same Heisman odds as Jackson Dart at 14-1 in his first year starting for Tennessee.
I'll just do that. Give me Ole Miss 14-1, Natty Champ. I mean, that's just not going to happen, but why not? I know Nikki will go chalk. I know Conrad will go a little chalk. Give me
Ole
Miss
Tennessee. 14-1. Tennessee. Could you imagine? Never know. The playoffs, never know.
Because how could shake out if you win your conference and then like you get to play like
a 12-team.
Yeah.
I think it's – going to matter less about winning your conference and about seeding, because like those at whatever they're called, like the guys that aren't like automatically qualified, you can get some, you can sneak your way into the semifinal pretty easily. So
Quarterfinal.
I like them not to win the conference, but to win the national championship. Give me Oregon plus 650 with Dylan Gabriel.
There you
All right, I
go.
didn't see that coming.
Give me the Irish. I heard it on a podcast earlier this week. They're going to be up there. They're going to have, they could potentially have the five seed in the playoffs because the
Yep.
conference champions are all going to have one through four. So they could be playing a
Right.
lower tier team. Give me the Irish. I think if they're up there at the end of the season, they have a chance to have a decently easy path into the championship game, and then at that point it's just give me some luck of the Irish.
Yeah, I
The
think
five seed also too, they will play the four seed if they beat the 12 seed, and then if they beat the four seed, they're in the semifinals. So it's like you avoid the top exactly.
seeds, you play the group of five winner. So that whoever gets the five seed, it's not really the end of the world. You just gotta play one more game. It's gonna be against the group of five, fucking paddywhack, dog whack, you know? So in Notre Dame, I mean, yeah, it'd be great. I mean, Marcus Freeman, I like him a lot. I mean,
Drew Leonard.
Notre Dame football, love the uniforms, but just for some reason, loved them during the USC rivalry era. But I mean, for the past, Manti Te'o's girlfriend that wasn't a girlfriend, that 10 years later we find out was a catfish. We all feel bad for him. They haven't been the same since they lost to Alabama by 35 points. By the
And
way,
they got
talking, I
smoked.
still feel terrible for. I was talking to Nikki about it the other day. I thought Manti Te'o just made up his entire girlfriend. Come to find out, it was some fucking ogre in Hawaii. I was catfishing him, fucking this fucking guy. Like, that still was one of the most wildest documentaries I've seen. In terms of those things you can't
Crazy.
worry, you don't.
Crazy.
Unreal,
Now he's
though.
on some like morning show too, I think. What, Good Morning Football? Good
Yeah,
Morning
me
America.
yeah, they had him breaking down like Caleb
yeah.
Williams tape, and it was like no shot. Manti Te'o just said Caleb Williams is unreal. He's like
Oh my God, dude. Okay.
One last thing I do want to throw in here, if you guys want, the odds to make the college football playoff. There's some interesting odds for that, like last open bid for like the highest rank non-power four. Boise State's 4-1, Liberty's 440 to or plus 440, Memphis is 5-1, Tulane 11-1, and Texas State is 12-1.
Texas
Texas
State.
State, Jesus.
Yeah. Texas State has the, I think the second best odds in the Sun Belt to win it, besides App State.
They did have a
Who's
big upset last year.
the quarterback for Texas State? Stetson Bennett.
Stetson
I can think you working away.
I love how
God.
no one caught that. Like Nikki's
Yeah, I
actually
know.
looking
I was more looking at
it
Nikki, looking on his
up.
screen.
It's 9 year, 9 year. I saw Stetson Bennett threw like six picks in the Rams preseason game. I was like, damn, he'd be good for Texas State right now.
Like that is a guy who, I mean, just, you want to talk
Oh, Texas State has JMU's quarterback from last year.
about? Yeah, I
Sneak.
figured it. It's probably somebody good. That's their odds.
I mean, all I know is this. I mean, when there's that 12 team, whoever it is. Seeing the like just seeing Boise State versus like Alabama 12 versus 5 or whoever the fuck it's gonna be is gonna be awesome. Whoever that five spot's gonna be, it's gonna be a big time team. And seeing that 12 spot and they're getting 28 points and they're playing in a playoff
Oh
game,
yeah,
it's gonna be fucking awesome, dude.
they go to Death Valley and it's a whiteout with 100,000 people.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking so awesome to fucking watch, man. And that's the thing too, how they have it set up.
Happy
You
Valley, not
have
Death
all those games right before Christmas, like the first round games. It's
Valley.
I mean, this year for football, I mean, you want to talk about a year to be alive. My God, it's gonna be fantastic college football.
Oh
Nikki,
yeah.
that being said, big fella, you got nightly news?
I do have nightly news.
Let's let
Let's
it rip.
go. Let's let it rip.
Thank
This is Nikki Nightly News. Coming back from a week off, we start off, as always, in the summer with MLB. The AL East leaders are the Yankees at 78-55. AL Central is the Royals at 75-58. AL West is the Astros, the Asterix, at 70-62. NL Central is the Brewers at 75-56. And the NL West and NL East are tied for the best record in baseball with the Dodgers and Phillies both at 78-54, a half game above the Yankees. Rich Hill joins the Red Sox at age 44 to pitch in his 20th MLB season. Shohei Ohtani has a 40-40 season with homers and stolen bases. And a stat that I heard throughout the week is he's currently on pace for Barry Bonds' 11th best offensive season. Aaron Judge hits his 50 and 51st home run as he tries to beat his own AL record of 62 that he set back in 2022. Chess is back, baby. Conrad, dreams come true. The Grand Chess Tour is decided in St. Louis with some recognizable names. Alireza Faruja wins the tournament with 5.5 points. Fabiano Caruana comes in second with 4.5. Then we have a four-way tie for third with Wesley So, Norjabek Abdusatorov, Maxime Vachier-Lagrave, Rajesh Pragnananda, Turb, and Gukesh Damaraju. Moving on to the NFL, CeeDee Lamb finally signs his extension, 4 years, $136 million, joins the Cowboys to return to practice after his holdout. 49ers running back Elijah Mitchell joins J.J. McCarthy as players we will not see on the field this season after being placed on IR without a designation to return after tearing his hamstring. Speaking of players we won't see suit up this year, the Chiefs have waived Kadarius Toney after sitting him throughout the playoffs last year because he was fucking horrific. The Chiefs have one more off-the-field issue handled where Patrick Mahomes Sr. pleads guilty to his felony DWI and receives 5 years of probation. If he took it to trial, he was facing up to 10 years in prison for a repeat offender. In the NBA, LeBron says Bronny cannot call him dad at work. He gave some alternatives, either 2-3 Bron or GOAT.
Not
gay. College football. In a move that is softer than baby shit, after getting roasted by 12-year-olds and other fans alike, Dabo Sweeney's radio show will not take phone calls but only receive questions in text format. College basketball. A 25-year-old man has been arrested and charged with stealing a ceremonial sword from Rick Pitino's office at St. John's. And Steele Venters tears his Achilles and will miss a second consecutive season for Gonzaga after transferring in from Eastern Washington. I do not have the AB tweet of the week. So that, my friends, is Nikki Nightly News.
Prajesh Ragnavanda, shout out.
Love to have you back, big fella. I mean, I really forgot too until you brought up that the MLB is going on. And I did see something too that they're gonna have again, like Aaron Judge split screened with like LSU versus like Alabama. And then like he's chasing his AL home run record.
If I see a split screen on my TV, I'm gonna throw the remote at it. That is unbelievable. Who gives a fuck about Aaron Judge hitting home runs?
I know. It's on TV to begin with, regardless. But the ceremonial sword in Rick Pitino, that's the one that stuck out to me.
Yeah, what is that?
It's St. John's too. It's not even like it's like they're like the Vikings or something. They're the fucking Red Storm.
Rick Pitino's been coaching since like 1963. So at some point he was given a sword, and they also stole a bullhorn. And they were arrested and charged. The second guy, I think, is still on the run, but the one guy definitely got caught on video stealing a sword. I don't know how he thought he would just walk in and walk out with a sword and nobody would see. But yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I wonder what Patrick Mahomes Sr.'s probation looks like.
The first year is quote unquote extensive probation. So he's probably going to have to call his parole officer like every night and tell him like time to tuck in for bed. Like, I mean, he was facing 10 years in prison and got 5 years probation. If that's not Patrick fucking throwing his money around, I'll never know what is.
Whatever happened to his
If you,
brother's with his brother Nikki? Do you know whatever happened there?
with like the sexual harassment, I
Yeah.
forgot about that. I don't think that. I mean, he probably got
That
them
got
like
swept
paid.
under the fucking rug like a
Yeah,
fucking like a small town murder.
he probably got them paid off and signed an NDA and settled out of court. That's I don't have any research on that, but that's just what I would assume.
Patrick Mahomes to his brother, just stop being so gay. And he's like, all right,
Yeah.
well, don't do that. Don't do that. Like, fucking, do something like that.
Yeah, and then he's got his wife fucking spraying champagne on like poor Chief fans. Yeah, I mean that family is a fucking mess.
Mess. Absolute mess. I forgot too, Nikki, when you were going through that. The American Terbs got ECU 20-1. Nikki, you got Tulane 3-1. Conrad, who'd you say you had for to win the American?
ECU.
I'll take ECU 2-21. Why not? I mean, this the schedule's so gross. I just want to make
So
sure you're
good.
top five. But yeah, Nikki, so the chess season, does it ever stop?
The chess circuit is year round. There's always going to be like stops for like the major tournaments on like the FIDE chess circuit, but in terms of like all of the smaller tournaments, they're playing year round.
Do they come? Does it come anywhere near North Carolina?
Yeah, there's
It's like
they had a tournament.
it's at like the Billy Graham Library.
They had a
Dude, that guy
tournament.
Magnus too, I'll see on Instagram. He just shows up like 30 minutes late, sits
Doesn't give
down,
a
relaxes
fuck,
in the
dude.
evening, sitting there for
Oh.
30 minutes and like 2 seconds, and just like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, you want to talk about like an undeniable goat. Magnus Carlsen won the World Chess Championship 9 times and then stopped going. He was like, I know I'm the best. I'm not going to go anymore.
So, like,
It's
this guy who knows
like,
nothing about chess, I'm just trying to figure out how a guy knows so much more than everyone else at a game that is played on a board. It's just like,
so
throws my mind a tizzy.
everyone
He was
in,
like 30 when he was a champion at first, too.
yeah,
Yeah, like, what the f
every.
how do you find that out? Like, I just beat the shit out of my grandfather in chess. I'm the best in the world. Like, I gotta go try this out. Like,
So nowadays it's a lot harder to become the best because everyone invests in like software. It's called like Stockfish, where like they play against computers. So like if you're playing against a computer every day, you should know all the best moves if you just memorize them. And so like that's what happened with Bobby Fischer. He was like the best back in the 70s. And when they came out with computers, he was like, yeah, that's it for me in chess because like I'm not going to play against a computer. But now all the kids grow up learning against the computer and then they play against regular people who make mistakes and they're like, oh yeah, you're done, you're losing in 7 moves, and they just
and play
memorize
against
everything.
AI their whole lives.
Yeah,
Like,
basically.
how are you gonna celebrate your win? He's like, I've got 10,000 points at Dave and Buster's ready to burn.
I can get nachos for life.
These
He's
guys are
probably like
roast
filthy at
beef.
like all these random Dave and Buster's games too. That's sicko.
Magnus Carlsen, I think, has a net worth of like $50 to $75 million. Like all of these guys are
What?
multimillionaires. Yeah.
That was gonna be my
Well, they're
next
fucking
question. Like, what's
smart.
the
It's like
cash
they're either
prize of
doing
these things?
chess or they're fucking astronauts.
Yeah, there Maxime Vaché-Legrave, I'm pretty sure, is the one. He's from France and he's like a crypto millionaire.
He probably figured out how to
Yeah.
mine some crypto, and now he's just rich as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all out. I mean, think about it. They're just operating, their brain just operates off of a nonstop algorithm. So, like,
Yeah.
how do you get rich in this world? You fucking build algorithms.
Yeah.
It's like they're fucking
Whoa.
going, they're going down on a chick, and it's like they're just waiting to like line up like their tongue and like their finger and like the exact spot where it's like 2 seconds of pleasure and it's over and done with.
Yeah, that was
The
an
girl's like, I orgasm, but what even was that?
And then Thomas Dunn's fingernails just pop out.
Oh, gross.
Oh, T-Dub catching
Gross.
ricochets. I know he's a listener. He's gonna fucking poison my steak on Thursday night.
Yeah, with his fingernails. Ah, but
No.
um,
I'm just so happy we're back, boys. God, just it's fucking just like that. Fucking 90 minutes has flown by like that. That's all we need is football. It's all we need is football from week zero to Masters week. You're gonna get us once a week. Next week we got NFL and we got the NFL pick'em pool. And I forget too. Like we're doing. I said to do college football pick'em pool last year. Like the people that think that college football is king, and like I love college football. I'm gonna be very into it this year. I still think the hip drop tackle is gonna be affecting some big plays here in the NFL. That all being said, there are so many more NFL guys out there than college football. It's insane. Like trying to get 20 guys to this college football pool is fucking like, yeah, I only do NFL, I only do NFL. And I'm like, well, we got 22 years ago, so I'm gonna try to get it going again. And it's already started too. Like, I don't know if you guys have had anybody reach out yet where they're already like future prop bets or future parlays, getting like the how does this lose? Like fucking like those, and then that same guy like joined the pick'em pool. Like, I never do well in those things. It's like, well, what the fuck? I mean, like you're always sending me these tickets that are gonna hit or do hit, and then you don't want to fucking put your sword up to the test. Because that is one thing. That is one thing that I'm pumped for is the NFL pick and pull is awesome because you get our dads involved, you get all of us involved. Like college football, it's kind of like, you know, those guys, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I hate to be the guy there, but you know me. It's like shooting darts at a board, but NFL is my, I mean, you saw I went on a fucking legendary run and crumbled at the end last year, so I'm just foaming at the bit to get back.
I'm gonna have to check out who won last year because Nikki,
I
your
think it
buddy.
was Wimp. I think it Wimp me. No, Wimp won our fantasy league, but I think he was
Was
right
it
there.
Hager? Was it Hager?
No, Hager
Oh,
won
Hager was
2 years
2 years
ago.
ago.
Was it
Last year,
Weeks?
Nikki's buddy was up
Weeks,
weeks. Yeah,
Weeks,
weeks.
Weeks.
Yeah, and Christian was right up there at the top. I think he finished top three.
Yeah, I remember
Yeah,
NFL Pick'em
and
last year.
Rick was up there.
Yeah, Rick was out there. NFL Pick'em last year was fucking wild. And Nikki, I
I
want to
was
get
like, I was
you.
on a fucking like 5 week tear from hell and just
Yeah.
crumbled.
That's
Crumble pick.
why I love the Pick'em pool with five games. So all I gotta do is a couple weeks of 4-1, you're back in the mix. Like these people, Conrad. I got some guys that are like, I'm a great college football bettor, but every single year I find myself week four in the pool and I have no chance of winning. It's like, what are you talking about? It's week four. You do a couple
How is
weeks
that
of 4-1,
possible?
like you're back. Like the leader goes 0-5. It's anyone's fucking, I don't know. You pay the $50 entry fee, you might as well see it out to the fucking end. Like I never understand that shit because betting with babies has been contacting me about their what they have going on, and it's like
God, I tried to sign up for that and I got sent into a fucking wormhole. I
I
was
did
like, I have
too.
no idea where I am or what to even click on here.
I did too.
What's
I'm
the
like,
deal with that?
I think Nikki's our guinea pig too because I did too. And granted, those guys are awesome. They love LRP. They love the big fella. They got 10,000 followers betting with babies on Instagram. Great page. And next thing I know, I'm putting my credit card in like two
Yeah,
different
no, I did.
times. I'm like, am I buying like a
Yeah.
$700 like consulting subscription? I'm like, what am I even doing at this
Yeah,
point? These dudes in
I'm
Saudi
not
Arabia
hating on
stealing your information.
it. I'm so madly confused by it that I like tried to get in and couldn't. So
So what they I 'cause I tried to last night and I was like, well, it's asking for my car. I was put down still $0 and $0.
let's offline it.
But just
Let's offline it.
I just wanted real quick. It's like I guess you put down $10 or $20 and then I guess
Yeah.
you're available for the cash. But I think the big fella, I definitely if we can get one of our guys in there because it sounds like if you're in
Yeah.
the leaderboard after a month, you're getting exposed to thousands of people and they're always posting and they got other accounts posting it too. So we'll offline it. We'll talk about it. I just think
Yeah,
that would be,
let's do it.
yeah, that'd be something awesome to get into. But it's here, boys. Week one college football. It's here. You're gonna have your big boy matchups and you're gonna have your great matchups. To think, Conrad, that 10 years ago that you would not sniff a top 10 matchup, a top 20 matchup. You would just get all these fucking preseason games in week one. Now you got Texas A&M Notre Dame. You got Penn State, West Virginia. You
Big
got
time.
Colorado State, Texas. You got Clemson, UGA. Clemson, UGA at noon. You got Miami, Florida, 3:30. You got Terps, Old Dominion Monarchs at South Carolina at 4:15. You got Norfolk State at ECU at 6 p.m. You got
I've said it a
UCLA
week.
7:30. You got A&M Notre Dame at 7:30 on Saturday.
Let me touch on that. Terbs, powerhouse, Old Dominion, season total 4.5.
Not bad. ODU, 5 wins. That's probably the best season they've had in fucking 5 years. Maybe I wasn't so off. Hey, who knows? Could be Nikki's double digit dog of the week. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. And it's, you got Clemson UGA at noon.
I mean, if there's one team that's doing it, it's fucking South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, no more. Whatchamacallit.
That fucking coach too. I mean, you want to talk about the squarest of squares?
Beamer
ball. Yeah, how did that? How's that coming along? Beamer
dad,
ball.
His dad was such a legend at Virginia Tech. His dad was such a legend at Virginia Tech. It always skipped a generation, and they don't got fucking, what's his name? What's his name? Fucking who was there last year? Who had the
Rattler? Rattler.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, no more. Oh, don't lie. Ball, don't lie. Who knows? Someone brought it to my
attention. They don't got no Xavier yet.
Speaking of Xavier, it's 20 points.
I just picked up Xavier Leggett on my draft. Do you guys want to get a rundown of the team so far? Or are you to give
oh, my shot? God. I forgot you were drafting. Yeah, let's hear it.
He got Leggett in the second round.
Yeah. Good call, Nikki. Good call.
I got Leggett in the 10th round, I think. Two quarterbacks, CJ Stroud and Tua. Running backs, Derrick Henry, James Cook, Austin Eckler. Wide receivers, I've got Brandon Ayuk, Jaxon Smith and Jigba, Mike Williams.
Easy.
And Xavier Leggett. My team name, I changed. My team name is Nikki's Njigbas.
Oh my God.
I thought it was going to be Njigba, please. That's such a good name.
Njigba, please. We're not hearing it, but the recording is a little bit off. A little comes in weird. Next thing we know, Nikki can't get a job for years.
I was just thinking, actually, that brought up a thought because we had already gotten past your team and your whole like fantasy layout. I'm just thinking about like vintage, like 2006, like Jacoby Jones is going like first round because he returns kickoffs and he's also a receiver.
People would draft Devin Hester just for that back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
The last guy we had like that was Cordell Patterson. It was probably the last too.
Yeah. Shout out Tavon Austin.
That's not a bad team, Nikki, for a 16 fucking person.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah, I've got to start drafting defensive players. It's tough. We're on round 12 of 24. I'm not even halfway done.
I kill myself.
Fuck that. And boys, I think that's how we end season 2 Happy Tail. Unless anyone's got something to say, I'll send it to Conrad. I'm fired.
Listen. Folks, you heard it here. Season 2, Epi 2, LRP, back, college football, all the way back, NFL starting up soon. The boys are back. We're buzzing. I will be in North Carolina this weekend, Raleigh, North Carolina, doing a watch party at one of the sports bars downtown. If you're out in Raleigh, come see the boy. College football, back. This is LRP. This is why we do it. Tune in, tap in, lock in, back. Hank, hang, 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 hang.
Hank, hang. Hank.